It's a very good afternoon, good evening, sanbonani, dumelang apsheni, molweni, bonjour. Wherever you are in the globe, wherever you are streaming us, wherever you're listening to us, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Still, namanje, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiskop, Muhammad Ali's protege, I roll with the butterflies, buzz more than a beehive. Today I've got not one, but two beehives. Bee queens. The other one we'll introduce just now, but the one I co-pilot the show with is still the most beautiful, still the most shining, elegant, glowing. The marching band, I think it's almost in production. We're almost ready to when we intro her to bring out all the charades and all those beautiful things. Oskumi, hi.
And now that I am a vaccinated babe, I really deserve.
Again, let us congratulate every single person who's vaccinated. Let us also then applaud those who are awaiting their turn to vaccinate. The most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator is waiting for his turn. Because while the others are said to be the ones who hold the economy, we are the future of the economy. So you start with the ones who are outgoing and the future then enters last in the red carpet.
Wow.
But another thing that you can enter so beautifully in a red carpet in is our social media platforms. And we really hope that you are going to be highly interactive with us. Once again, spicy conversation, spicy topics. Today is no different. Oskumi, what are we unpacking today?
Today we are talking about nymphobia.
Okay.
Nymphos.
All right.
Yes, for short. These are people who... Yo, barata di loja body.
All right.
Yes, barata go have.
Mm-hmm.
Barata tiki tiki panta panta.
Okay.
Yes, ba pina bale ba ina khane.
Okay.
Kurga mo nampete, flat surface.
Okay.
Bon, ina khane tse baya.
We're talking about people who have a very overactive sexual imagination. We're talking about nymphomaniacs, people who love, who have fantasized, who... Just everything has a sexual connotation too. Something tells me the people who host these shows are borderline. Those people, they're borderline. Something tells me.
Now Skambala.
I'm left alone.
Please do not include me.
It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. Yeah, I'll be an infomania.
Yeah, you're on your own there, buddy.
On my own. But again, to try and unpack this conversation alone would be a very futile exercise. Again, when you see me jumped up, hyped up, all excited like this, best believe that there is a certain doctor in our midst, a certain Dr. Zenda. We are one elephant short for the marching band to go straight to her. We are one elephant short. And I think by the time we're done with this episode, I think the formalities shall begin. Dr. Zenda, Sawubona, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Oh, my people. How are you guys? I'm great. It's been too long.
I know these COVID things. It makes us being so antisocial. Dr. Zenda, we're talking nymphomania or people who are nymphos. What and who are these people?
Oh my God. I must say, I want to start off by saying the word in itself, nymphomania, is not actually a clinical or a clinical classification. It was a social construct, and it was steeped in a lot of patriotism and specifically connotated towards women who had a healthy appetite for sexual intercourse or for sexual pleasure. Now, if you look at the history of sexual pleasure in itself, there has always been this idea that pleasure is for the man and not for the woman. And if a woman loves and asks for what she wants, something is wrong with her. So I don't like, from a clinical perspective, you can call a nymphomaniac. A nymphomaniac or a nympho is a woman who just has a great or a healthy appetite. But having said that, there are categories when we look at the medical and the clinical side of things, mm-hmm. of whether we're talking hypersexuality, whether we're talking compulsive sexual behavior disorders, where there is actually a pathology underlying. So nymphos, it's neither here nor there. If you've got a great sex appetite, that is a good thing. And the reality is, as long as it's not interfering with your life, it's not causing distress to yourself or the next person, who says and who's counting how often you'd like to get some?
Thank you. Thank you. I thought for a moment I was being incorrect. Because hlale umtlaka sina sina load shedding hlala izinto zigijim hlala zikhanya njalo ngathi kuka makhanya doctors. And then my next question then should be, and I'll talk South Africa because we can only talk about our social construct and our social space. We again continue to have, I suppose it's changing with these platforms and these type of conversations, but by and large, we still are very negative towards sex. We still are. If somebody, as we said, has a healthy appetite for sex, you are called something else. You're called weird. You're called this. You're called that. How do we then change the perception as a society in terms of to say it's normal? You know, I mean, we gave it, I listening to you, we even gave it such a name like Ninfo, you know. So how do we change that narrative to say it's completely normal? I mean, one of the celebrities who's probably perfect for this conversation, DJ Fresh, always talks about it freely and says, look, I have it every single day, you know.
Twice a day.
You understand? So how do we change that narrative, doctor?
We have to be a community that talks and not just talk about sex or about difficult topics, but talk about everything. We've got this culture of hiding things, of putting things under the carpet. And sometimes the myths or the stereotypes are perpetuated because somebody said so many decades ago, nobody questioned it, and we just carried on with it. So we need to have honest conversations. I'm also very aware, and I want to put this out there and say, it's our fault, but it's not our fault. Yeah. When you look at sexual health research, especially that is a standalone on pleasure, particularly female sexual pleasure, it's not well researched at all, right? Sex is researched under the topic relating to things like chronic diseases and how sex is affected. It's researched under, you know, topics like sexually transmitted diseases. Mm. It's researched, but in terms of what, and the pleasure in itself, very little. Mm. Very, very little. I was touched, and I suppose maybe that was the beginning of the journey that when you see how much research has been done around the topic. So it's not just, a way that in our communities we need to start having these conversations honestly, and they don't have to be inappropriate. They don't have to be devaluing to who we are, whether culturally, whether religiously. We don't have to be inappropriate to talk about sex, but we need to talk about it from a positive light. And I even say, when I hold me, there is this thing, the more we insist on talking or having or looking at sex only from a negative perspective, we actually perpetuate things that get hidden. When people are in trouble sexually, those things get hidden. When children are in trouble, they don't know how to run their parents, or somebody has done something to a child. So it's got extreme of side effects when we don't confidently, honestly, just put the topic on the table and say, guys, all of us are doing this. How do we do it safely? How do we get the most pleasure out of it? And when and how do we know when something is not okay? And if something is not okay, who do we go to?
Doctor,
I have a two-part question. We've already established that it's a compulsive mental disorder. One, how do you recognize it? How do you recognize that I've got this issue? You know, I don't want to call it a problem, but how do you recognize that I've got this issue? And two, how do you, what's the word I'm looking for? Manage it.
Yeah, navigate through it. Yeah.
And if you are in a relationship with somebody who is like that, how do you help them? Because it can sometimes get out of control and you might find yourself seeking pleasure outside the relationship.
Yeah.
So if you are in a relationship with somebody who has that condition, how do you help them?
Right. So let me start with the first part on how do you know that something is a problem or is not okay? And you kind of already answered it there. Whether we're calling it an addiction, whether we are calling it compulsive disorder, whether we are calling it impulsive a control disorder or sexual dysregulation, the common thread is out of control. And some of the symptoms you want to look out for if it's out of control, first of all, it's ongoing for more than 6 months. Secondly, it is distressing to the person that's going through it. So, and not only is the fact that they have this compulsion, but also the inability to control it. And the other significant thing that starts happening is it literally starts to take over your life. So you find somebody, messing up with their work in an attempt to get a sexual thrill.
Yeah.
You find somebody messing up their relationships, marriages. And also you find that they are also not, they will want the thrill at any cost, even things that put their own life in danger and another a person or partner in danger. So like sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah.
So that's when you know something is not okay. And as a partner, how do you help? First of all, recognize that it is not your problem to fix. You can walk with the person, but that person ultimately needs professional help and support. And it may take a different number of modalities. One of the most important ones is psychotherapy. Sexual psychotherapy is most likely some of the most important things. Every now and again, then we can start thinking if there's medication that is necessary, we'll go there. But, the most important thing is the failure to control this intense, this repetitive sexual impulse or urges, and this will result in repetitive sexual behaviors, and it can literally turn, literally like how drugs or gambling can turn someone's life upside down when not in control.
Wow. Doctor, let me ask you two compounded questions. Firstly, I don't know if it's a pornographic term, because I've seen it used a lot with pornographic, but I've seen it's a term normally used. Firstly, doctor, if we're talking about people with very active desires in terms of sex, how does that differ to somebody who prefers to not maybe being actively craving that, but who would prefer to then watch it from a point of view? So whether it's through pornography or whether it's somebody being a voyeur, because we have those people who rather than prefer to watch people do it. And then secondly, most importantly, we, and I think throughout our journey, doctor, you would have picked up a lot of, and you said it in your first answer, sex conversations are geared towards men. You know, the pleasuring of men, and I'm really excited that we're sort of trying to level the playing field to say that everybody needs to have the same sexual experience as the next person. If the tables are turned, doctor, and it's the female who has this appetite, and not the man, how does that conversation then need to sound like, doctor, from your learned perspective?
Look, for me, let me start. The first part of your question was It might be somebody who doesn't necessarily want to indulge yes. in the actual activity, or rather the like acting. They could be, and it can go through so many different, there's so many different ones. It could be pornography. It could be multiple affairs. It could be web sex. It could be endless flirtation, voyeurism, fetish behaviors, right? It's not so much the actual behavior. It is the relationship to that behavior.
Okay,
so that, like, all the underlying things, the uncontrollability, the intense distress, the person feels the guilt, but also not being able to control themselves, so they keep going back and keep going back. So it could take any number of those behaviors. It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Yeah.
So, and then the second part, I think, you know, and I mean, here is probably more a personal opinion, where I feel like, whether we like it or not, men have had the upper hand because of patriarchism in yes. terms of just their not only the ability to talk about sex, their ability to ask for sex, their ability to communicate how and what they want. And so sometimes I put it on it, we're looking at it, for example, in heterosexual relationships. I still believe, as a man, give room, give space for the next person who may have not had the same privilege as you, right?
Yeah.
And we need to take away those nasty stigmas and stereotypes where if a woman initiates or initiates every day, a man starts asking, why do you want it
yes.
so much?
Yeah,
you know, because those things are derogatory. And remember, whether we like it or not, you've always been on the power side of things as men. So we need to, I don't want to say empower the women, but we need to understand where, how to create a safe space so that a woman can feel like I am entitled to my pleasure and no one is counting. And if baby needs Alexander Minda Mama, baby, it shall be served. And if baby says, hey, baby, okay, fine. But let it not be attached to some negativity, because that also can work in the opposite direction. People shrink back and may even encourage people to start hiding certain behaviors.
Well said, Doc. Well said. But if you were to ask me whether Salimoning side, the morning glory, or Ribati afternoon express, jig SAPC 3, or maybe Bati IEC, Kuba E, Power Hour, Sepsug, Itala no Mauban, Minangantab, I mean. Angantab. Food my color, Mrs. Inveling Chablego clean. Inveling Chablego clean and go back and ho. Umsebenzi wami hawo waze wayehla. Ay, somebody else.
That's a mission. I think as women, we need to give ourselves the permission, but under the circumstances that we've all grown up in, particularly in our country, I think it would be naive for men, or for me to say, not to say that men give that permission. Say it out loud, baby, I love it when you ask. Baby, I love it when you ask more than once. Baby, say it, communicate it. Communicate when your partner exhaya ding dong. Yes, it doesn't die.
Dr. Zenda, ngathi uzongisha ding dong ngalento oshoyo. Lalela, ngathi uzongisha ding dong. Dr. Zenda, thank you so much for your insight. And mina, ngifuna ukuthi ivolume iphakame, ungay editing a crushwa issue. Whether uyifuna kai 3, kai 4, kai 5, kai 6, mina ngithanda injalo. And I really hope all day. And I really hope that as men we progress to there and to say that everybody needs to be happy, not a certain part or a certain group needs to be happy. Everybody needs to be happy. But you, Dr. Zenda, make us happy all the time. Thank you so much.
All the time.
No pun intended.
yes, no pun intended. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Zenda.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Zenda.
Shop. Wow. Big thank you to Dr. Zenda. Insightful. Insightful, really. And it's very, very insightful. And you know, now I'm thinking about my mom. And my mom said, words have... No, not in that sense.
Ew.
No, but I'm saying... Mom, my mom always says words have power. What we give to, what we name things, we, those things manifest into those things. Yeah. And Dr. Zenda, that's why we, when we started, she spoke about the word ninfo and how it's such, it comes with such a derogatory,
It's used loosely in a lot of contexts.
Yeah, I understand. And it's got a sort of like a sexual sort of pornographic sort of, connotation to it. So it's okay. For people to love having sex once or twice or thrice or four times or five times a day. It's okay for people to ask for it. And I think the conversation in the bedroom needs not to be who asks, but we say if for whatever reasons Khumi today feels like doing it, we shouldn't look at Khumi in a certain way, to say, no, but why are you asking? And we must just, like Bonang would say, give the people what they want.
You know, I love having such conversations. And not because Grata Diloja Bodi, you know, but because I think we have gotten to that point as a society where it's okay for women to ask for sex.
Yes.
It should not be the men who ask for sex. It should not just be the men who initiate sex. You know, we are empowered in other aspects of our lives. We should also be empowered
sexually
in the bedroom.
Thank you. You know?
And because it's such an intimate act, we are the ones who are supposed to empower ourselves.
Exactly.
And then invite our partners in.
Exactly.
You know, if you're in a relationship, like the doctor said, tell your man what you like, how you like it, when you like it.
And how many times you like it.
How many times you like it.
There was a video, as we conclude, there was a video of a lioness. I'll never forget. It was trending on social media. She initiated it. The male lion just sat there, kept on, like, hey, dude. You know? Yeah. Up until such a point, the guy was like... Shh.
I mean, it always pains me when I go onto social media and I see images like somebody will have... And it's usually guys who do this a lot.
Yes.
They will have an image of a full chicken that's lying flat. Mm-hmm. You know, and they like, this is how women are when they're having... It upsets me so much because I'm thinking, yeah, clearly y'all are doing it with the wrong people.
You're sitting with the wrong animal in the cage.
Exactly. Not everybody's like that. But also, if you do initiate it, if you do tell him your preferences, what you like, how you like it, when you like it, then it's kind of like,
Yonke.
You know,
no, guys, we need to. Women are initiating their careers. They're going out to get what they want in terms of money, in terms of success. Bedroom should still be the same. So, guys, please, let's progress. Especially those who are in heterosexual relationships in particular. Yeah. Please, guys, let's make sure that when she asks, personal, the most handsome, like Bonang, give people
what they want.
And what we're definitely going to give you what you want is how you can interact with us on our social media platforms. How can people do that?
Oh, they can find us on Twitter.
Yes.
We are Daily Sun SA.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, we are Daily Sun. And we have our new favorite forever home, which is www.joey.dailysun.co.za.
It's the I am vaccinated. Breath.
Yeah.
It's I'm the vaccinated breath.
What the vaccine?
Yeah. /umcholo, and you're going to be able to interact with us. Guys, we have officially surpassed the 50,000 download mark. We are marching to the 100,000. If it was in musical terms, our album would have been on gold status right now. So, guys, again, we don't joke when we say, you listening to this, you make it ever so pleasant and ever so, we are ever for eternally grateful.
Are superstars.
And we cannot wait. We're going live soon. We're going very, very live, very, very soon. We're just waiting for the president to officially just open things out a bit so that you can see the most handsome and the beehive come together and the combos communicate. But once again, a big thank you to Dr. Zenda. Big thank you to you for listening. When you see me and her, but when you see me in particular, know that I'm the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese scop. I roll with the butterflies, buzz and chill with the beehives.
I might not have an outro, but I'm still Romy Siyabi, a.k.a. the vaccinated hand.
The Bengals are coming in summer, I'm told. Yes. I don't see them. I don't know.
We are vaccinated. Summer is coming. President is going to open.
All right.
It's going to be heavy.
We almost forgot. Before we bid you farewell, guys, please make sure, if you haven't vaccinated, vaccinate. If you're going to be playing, guys. Yes. If you're going to be playing during this time, as to celebrate your vaccination, please make sure that you play safe. Condoms are available, as Oshumi would say. It's not more than $10, guys. Please.
Guys, you can hit me up on social media. I will direct you where you can find them.
Yeah, how much they cost.
I'll give you like a whole
price list.
Price breakdown and price
As a belief. But again, guys, for me, Umlungisi Simpela and Khumi Siyabi, please stay safe. And never, ever, ever forget to
be kind to one another.
Sharp.